following is a presentation of Radio Alabama Sports. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited.
To Tribal Talk, featuring the Bear Woods Show, presented by Coach's Corner. Now, here's the voice of the Indians, Mitch Petrie.
Good afternoon, everybody. Appreciate you guys all being here. We got a packed house here at Coach's Corner and excited to get another season of Indians football under the way. And what better way to start than right here at Coach's Corner with Tribal Talk featuring the Bear Woods Show. I'm Mitch Petrie, the voice of the Indians. Alongside me, Gregory Kirby, our new color commentator for this upcoming season. Gregory, it's a pleasure to have you with us here tonight.
Hey, it's great to be here at Coach's Corner here in Wetumpka, Alabama. Great food always when you come here. Great community. Is everybody here ready for Wetumpka? Of football. I'm excited for this new season. It's a lot of changes with new classifications coming to this year, where the private schools have now moved into their own classification. Wetumpka drops down to a 5A classification. Region stays the same, but you add Benjamin Russell, it's going to be a great season and looking exciting for this year.
Yeah, absolutely. And going over kind of the show format for anybody who might be joining us here for the first time, we'll talk about everything Indians athletics here to start off. And then, of course, we'll be joined by Coach Bear Woods, talk about what's coming up this week, of course, Andalusia's season opener on the road, a little bit of a road trip to start us off. And what better way to jump into things than talking about these classification changes. As Gregory mentioned here, we dropped down to 5A, but there is no more 7A, so 5A really is the new 6A. The region stayed the exact same. You just add a new team in Benjamin Russell, a perennial powerhouse up in Alexander City, just about 45 minutes up the road, and it should be a tough region this year with everybody returning and, of course, the addition of Benjamin Russell. Volleyball and flag football also had their regions change up just a little bit. You add Russell County and Benjamin Russell, take out Park Crossing and Percy Julian. So volleyball will be competing in 5A Area 4 with Stanhope, of course, Benjamin Russell, and Russell County. Then moving on to flag football, 5A Region 2, Stanhope, Russell County, Park Crossing, and Percy Julian. That one stayed just about the same. You just see the addition of Russell County. We'll be joined by Coach Woods here in just a couple of moments. We'll take a quick break, and when we come back, it's time to talk with Wetumpka football. We'll be back in just a moment on Tribal Talk, featuring the Bear Woods Show.
Future can start right here at Central Alabama Community College. Whether you're preparing for a career, earning a degree, learning a skilled trade, or planning to transfer to a four-year university, Central Alabama Community College can help you take the next step. With affordable tuition, convenient locations, and programs designed for today's workforce, there's a path waiting for you. Learn more and get started today at cacc.edu. Central Alabama Community College. Central to you, central to your success.
When you bank locally, your money helps strengthen the communities you call home. Marion Community Bank has spent more than a century building relationships and supporting the people and businesses it serves. Now we're proud to be part of the Wetumpka community. Stop by their new location at 4876 U.S. Highway 231 or call 334-478-1138 to learn more. Marion Community Bank, committed to you. Member FDIC.
Oswalt's in Wetumpka and Prattville is happy to support our local schools. Come into Oswalt's for all your clothing needs. Polos from Southern Marsh, Southern Shirt, Cotton Brothers, Roost, and Fieldstone. Shorts from AFCO, Burley Bow, Free Ballers, and Local Boy. Tees from Old Row, Lulu Mac, Southern Fried Cotton, Simply Southern, and Coosa Cotton. Shoes from Extra Tough, Hey Dude, and Birkenstock. Auburn and Alabama gear, plus a whole lot of hats. That's Oswalt's in downtown Wetumpka and Oswalt's Prattville across from Chick-fil-A North. Go Indians!
The Ford Summer Sales Event is now at Collier Ford with Ford's incredible 0-0-0 offer. That's 0% financing for 36 months, no payments for 90 days, and 2 years of maintenance, plus $1,000 down payment assistance on select new Fords. Shop the 2026 F-150, the family-ready Explorer, or the fuel-efficient Ford Maverick. Hurry, the Ford Summer Sales Event ends August 31st. Visit Collier Ford in Wetumpka today. Come on, come to Collier.
For 18 years, the Gab Salon has been part of downtown Wetumpka, helping clients look and feel their best. Whether you're ready for a haircut, fresh color, highlights, a Brazilian blowout, or styling for a special occasion, their experienced team is here to help. Open 6 days a week, the Gab Salon is located at 102A South Main Street. Call 334-567-5344 to schedule your next appointment.
Safety starts with Montgomery Fire Equipment Company. From inspections and extinguisher service to full fire suppression systems, businesses across Alabama trust our team to protect what matters most. And now, we're hiring. We're looking for new fire technicians to join our team. If you're hardworking and ready to make a difference, this is your chance. Montgomery Fire Equipment, protecting people, property, and progress.
Place for all things Wetumpka Indians. This is Tribal Talk, featuring the Bear Woods Show.
And welcome back to Tribal Talk. We've got the namesake of the show right here, Coach Bear Woods. Appreciate you being with us tonight.
Oh, excited to be back. It's football season, Mitch.
It absolutely is, and this show means that it's time for football season. Before we look into this upcoming season, I know we're excited for it. Last season, kind of what were your takeaways from that season, and what were you kind of looking at as you went into the offseason, went through summer conditioning, through fall camp, and now you're just a couple days away from game one? Kind of what stuck out to you last season? What have you guys been working on?
The individual growth of certain players and the growth of the team as a whole. We had a young team last year. We really got a young team this year, but just the experience gained last year. Yep. The experience gained last year was vital for our positions, like Charlie Skipper at quarterback, looking at Cortland Norman at the left tackle position. The individual growth was fantastic. And then the team being in close games, important games, and getting that game time experience that you have to have to be successful. The offseason, we just took that momentum right into the offseason. We put in a lot of time since February. You know, we're allowed to do our organized team activities. And from there, we've got 24 different practices, Mitch, by the time we get to summertime. So being ready to rock and roll and excited about this year.
Yeah, absolutely. And you talk about this year, we just had that Meet the Indians night last just about 5-6 days ago on Thursday. A couple of guys really stuck out to me during that game. Kind of who stuck out to you? Who are guys that maybe are earning a new chance to start on this varsity roster that we should be looking out for?
Yeah, so we've had a fantastic competition across the board, but I look at the linebacker position. We have we lost our leading tackler last year, Walt Myrick, who graduated. So we have two young guys who will be juniors this year, Cooper Wilson and Xavier Morris. They both have competed so well to where they're going to have an opportunity to see what they can do Friday night. It's going to be a run-heavy game, so those are the two players in my mind that we're looking forward to see. Zion Robinson at the defensive end position has been a fantastic young player. He's done it in JV games and in practice, but we want to see him on a varsity football game. And then looking at our offensive lineman, we got some young guys, first-time starters coming up. Michael Ross is going to start for us at the right guard position. We're excited about him. He's a young man who works hard. This team works. When it's workouts, when it's meetings, they're giving their absolute best at all times.
Yeah, absolutely. And you talk about kind of newcomers to this varsity team. You had a couple of new coaches come in as well. Kind of talk about what those additions have been.
Yeah, I got to start with the offensive line. I think it's the most important group on a football team. And we were able to bring back home Christian Williams, who is a 2013 Wetumpka alumni. He went on to Georgia Southern and played collegiate football. And he does a fantastic job. I mean, you talk about a guy who's black and gold through and through. It's him. But his ability to coach, he was coached very well. And he shows that every day. He's turned that unit into the best at this point. We're going to get out there Friday night and see, but he was a tremendous hire for us. We got David Monroe at the offensive coordinator for us. He has extensive experience up with Hopeville as offensive coordinator. For us last year, I brought him on board as our linebacker coach because to understand both sides of the football, a good coach knows how to coach, but he was always in my back pocket knowing if when I needed an OC that he would be able, a guy to be able to step right in. So that's been a tremendous game for us.
Well, and that's kind of something I want to talk about as well, is like a coach, right? You're always trying to get better. You're always trying to improve. And a lot of these guys, they have experience either playing or coaching at one level, but moving those guys to the other side of the ball so they can really understand the game as a whole. Kind of talk about what that process looks like. If you're a coach that maybe, you know, you coach running backs, you played running back, but now all of a sudden you're coaching defensive backs. Kind of what does that transition look like?
Well, for me, you know, my 4 years with the guys I've been able to bring on staff, I've seen like just an excitement to be on the other side of the ball. There's a young coach on our staff named Jack Blackman. He played at Huntington just 2 years ago, was the starting safety. And I put him at running back coach last year and ninth grade offensive coordinator. He immediately had to, you know, go into a position that he's never had to be in. But because of the defensive understanding, when you get on the offensive side, you're able to see it through a defensive lens. That's just what I do also, that I think is just so beneficial. You know, defensive guys, offensive guys, we kind of laugh of how we see the game, but it's made him, I think in 1 year's time, he gained 5 years worth of experience of understanding the whole picture of the game of football. But another coach I want to mention who's been a big addition is Coach William Dake. Coach Dake is our strength and conditioning coach, and he's our defensive line coach. He, as well as Coach Monroe, both played offensive line at Huntington College for the great legend Mike Turk. So both of those guys, along with Christian, that's three offensive line guys, three offensive linemen who play college football who are now coaching our team. And I know we're going to see the rewards of that knowledge this season.
You talk about strength and conditioning, Coach. Tell us about the off-season workout program y'all did. And, you know, going into school ball now, school season has started. How has the practices with the humidity? It's been hot. It's been really hot outside today. And how's your guys adjusted to the heat, to the practice? You know, it's going to get colder throughout the season. But that first game against Andalusia, it's going to be hot.
Yeah, so we have a saying here in Wetumpka that champions don't talk about the weather. So the more someone talks about it, the more it fires us up, knowing it's going to be our edge because that's where we just mentally are. We practice in the heat. Like today, I mean, it's hot. We practice in it. We adjust accordingly, which means that we're going to bring some water in some different areas that we typically don't. But we ain't going to slow down the machine. Football is what it is. You think Paul Bear Bryant had the wet bulb outside seeing how hot it was? I just don't think that was the case. So we take the precautions that's necessary that we need to do to protect the kids. But at the same time, there's a mental side to it. Like the football, ain't nothing changed. It takes what it takes. But the strength and conditioning part, we really focused on our speed and training this year because we knew we had some highly recruited players who needed to be prepared for summertime to go run their 40s at camps. And that's exactly what we did. We were able to put in 24 speed training sessions, and the guys who came to them, which we had like 95% attendance, and the guys who didn't were in other sports. They saw success this summer when they went out to camps and got their 40 times.
Well, Coach, I know you talk about that speed, the 20-mile-an-hour club. I know it's a little bit of an exclusive club.
Yes,
saw a
sir.
Couple of names added to that this upcoming season. Kind of talk about some of those guys who have really worked on that and then –
Well, you see it. I mean, it doesn't lie. If you're willing to put in the work, it's, you know, you're going to have an opportunity to be at your best and have an opportunity to play. And those guys who are part of that 20-mile-an-hour club, it shows that they put in the work. And they're still young guys on that deal. Like Xavier Morris is a kid that kind of jumps off the page. He's a linebacker. He looks great physically, and he's a part of that club. I mean, that's great speed, and we're excited about it. And then you also just, when you work together and do tough things together, you grow that continuity that's required to be a championship team.
Yeah, absolutely. And you talk about some guys who are highly recruited. Obviously, Caleb's going to stand out right there, Caleb Ballard. But I know there's a lot of other guys who have been going to camps throughout the summer. Kind of talk about what it's been like coaching those guys through that experience as they try and earn their opportunity at the next level.
Yeah, one, it's just to enjoy it. I mean, recruiting is wild, man, because you have NIL. you have the transfer portal, and it really it squeezes the high school athlete, you know, let's say the guys, well, a guy like myself, you know, who walked on to Troy. I mean, there would be no college opportunity probably for a guy like me. So it's tough on the kids, but the experience of going, being able to take some guys, you're going to talk to one tonight, Ryan Mann and Dion. I took Ryan up to Mercer camp this year to compete. I took Dion out to Jacksonville State to compete, and that experience of being in front of a college staff and going into competing, more than anything is something fun. But you kind of reel all that back in to know, like, guys, if you really want to have a next level opportunity, we got to win some football games as a team. You know, as a team success, it will equate to individual success. But I also don't want kids to miss the most fun in their life, which is high school football.
It absolutely is. There's nothing quite like those Friday night lights, and I'm sure a lot of these guys can't wait for Friday to come around. I know you and I are in that same boat. And kind of as we look ahead to Friday night, obviously going on the road to Andalusia, you're facing off against maybe one of the most well-tenured coaches in the state, and Coach Trent Taylor, 39 years as a head ball coach, 13 at Andalusia. Kind of talk about the level of respect you have for him, of course, and kind of what you see from his teams generally.
What we see is consistency, and they're fundamentally sound. They're going to play hard. I look at a team, how they cover kickoffs. You can tell on kickoff what a team's about, and the Andalusia Bulldogs are about it. They take pride in their program. They're going to give. They're going to have high-effort guys and very talented guys. I mean, yeah, you can check me, Mitch, but I don't think they've lost in 3 years at home. It's somewhere close to that. And so, yeah, I'm impressed with Coach, and I know his team's going to be prepared.
Speaking to that, this is the first ever meeting between Wetumpka's program and Andalusia's program. How did this kind of game come about? I know scheduling is all over the place these days, especially with the reclassification, but kind of walk me through how that matchup came to be.
Yeah, history will be made Friday night. That's a fact. History will be made Friday night. First time meeting Andalusia. But yeah, when they reclassified, and just the classifications, right, they knocked out 7A, so just everyone went down a classification. But everyone was scrambling because you went to an 8-team region. And I kept on the phone with my little group of coaches, you know, that I reach up to. Well, you got to call this. I mean, it really is a slot at the phone. And the crazy part is my phone stopped working during that time. I had to get a new phone. Like, for that 48 hours of trying to find a game, I had so many voicemails. So it was just wild. Like, the fact that we got a game was a blessing. And traveling down there, it has its pros. It's really like a postseason type travel game, the very first game of the year. And for, you know, a new staff, but with staff additions and then with players for the first time traveling and starting roles, we're going to be better after the game Friday night in all areas of our program, part to do with the travel and who we're playing.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you talk about the postseason travel. I think about that journey all the way down to Saraland. It's good 2.5-3 hours right on the road right there. And a little bit of a tighter group this year. You had a little bit more travel last year, but it's good to get those guys acquainted early on.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this is what the kids are going to bring. When you talk about, you know, making, you know, the joy and things that you remember, and just I can speak as a, you know, former player for years, is you're going to remember these trips, the relationships with them, where you're eating at, you know, what's going on. You'll remember the game too, but the things that matter are the relationships, and I think we have a fantastic group. They love being together. You see a ton of them in there tonight, probably, you know, about 20 of them coming in here tonight to be together, and we're excited about it.
Yeah, we absolutely are. We'll take a quick break real quick. When we come back, we will be joined by two athletes here, two seniors at Wetumpka, Deion Floyd and Ryan Mann. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back on Tribal Talk featuring the Bearwood Show.
WRFS is WRFS FM, Rockford, Alexander City, Lake Martin, Wetumpka, Prattville, Montgomery, home of the Wetumpka Indians on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
Looking to tackle your next home project? Look no further than Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply, with same-day pickup, ship to store, and ship to home, all available at RussellDeWittCenter.com. Whether it's paints, tools, lumber, or lawn care, we got what you need with the service you can trust. So be sure to shop today at RussellDeWittCenter.com. RussellDeWittCenter.com.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt. Public Center at Building Supply.
It's never too late to take the next step. The Central Alabama Community College Adult Learning Program helps adults 18 and older earn their GED or even a high school diploma. You can also prepare for the workforce with short-term certificates in medical billing and coding, medical assisting, pharmacy technician, or hospitality and culinary. Flexible classes fit your schedule, and your future starts today. Visit cacc.edu/adult education or call 256-378-2017. CACC Adult Learning Program. Discover you.
At home, at work, or on the go, First Community Bank makes it easier to stay connected to your finances. With online and mobile banking, alongside the personal service of a local community bank, you can manage everyday banking while still having real people available when you need them. It's modern convenience with a hometown approach. Learn more at fcbca.com. Member FDIC, First Community Bank. Let's do life together.
Ford Summer Sales Event is now at Collier Ford with Ford's incredible 0-0-0 offer. That's 0% financing for 36 months, no payments for 90 days, and 2 years of maintenance, plus $1,000 down payment assistance on select new Fords. Shop the 2026 F-150, the family-ready Explorer, or the fuel-efficient Ford Maverick. Hurry, the Ford Summer Sales Event ends August 31st. Visit Collier Ford in Wetumpka today. Come on, come to Collier.
Take the next step. Start at Central Alabama Community College. Central Alabama Community College offers opportunities for students of all ages, whether you're beginning college, preparing for a new career, developing new skills, or working toward a four-year degree. With affordable options and programs built to help you move forward, your next opportunity may be closer than you think. Find the program that's right for you at cacc.edu. Central Alabama Community College. Central to you, central to your success.
A great hairstyle can change the way you feel. At the Gab Salon, the experienced stylists take the time to help you find the look that's right for you. Whether it's a trim, fresh color, highlights, or styling for a special event. Serving the Wetumpka community for 18 years, the Gab Salon is located at 102A South Main Street. Call 334-567-5344 to schedule your next appointment. Proud to support our Wetumpka Indians.
Continuing the conversation on the road to Friday Night Lights, you're listening to Tribal Talk featuring the Bear Woods Show.
Welcome back to Tribal Talk featuring the Bear Woods Show. I'm Mitch Petrie, and alongside me, we still got Coach Woods. We got Ryan Mann to my right and all the way on the end down there, Deion Floyd. Gentlemen, I appreciate you guys being with us tonight. Coach, two seniors, tell me why you picked these guys to be here tonight.
Well, I knew Ron would enjoy the eating tonight because that's a football player right there. No, he's a great kid. He works hard. He's an ambassador for our school. Proud of him. Deion, four-year program guy. He is so special to me, just personally special to me, and he has grown a lot. And I also knew I'd be entertained by having him on here tonight.
Well, we love to hear that. Guys, I appreciate you being with us. Going into your senior year, first of all, I want to ask, what's your favorite part of playing football?
Ooh, what's my favorite part about football? I mean, honestly, for me, it's the brotherhood. The brotherhood is the best part about it because you could not know somebody one day, and then you could be their best friend the next, and there's a bond that you cannot break that goes years beyond the football.
Deion, what about you?
The leadership, because our leadership, we work hard every day, and then in the weight room, we work hard every day, and then we take accountability of everyone and ourselves.
Well, absolutely. And as two seniors, two guys that both started on varsity last year. First, Ryan, I know last year you played some guard, you played some center. This year you're going to be playing center. Talk about what that relationship has been like, kind of working with Charlie all offseason, but also how comfortable are you at that center position?
Honestly, I think center is where I personally feel the most comfortable. I mean, I played every position, like you said, center, guard, tackle. I played it all. But there's some weird connection I have with the being in the center, being able to see the front, being comfortable with Charlie behind me, and then that connection between me and Charlie, once we get going, we're going to go far.
Absolutely. And Deion, coach talks about how you're a special player. I've happened to see a lot of that specialness firsthand. Last year, you finished third in the state in total return yards. When you're out on the field, you're waiting for the punt to come to you. You're waiting for the ball to get kicked off to you. What's going through your head, but also kind of as it's happening, is there anything on the field you're seeing, or are you just turning on the jets and going?
I just turn on the jets and go because I watch the field. I watch either way where I'm going.
I mean, it all just happens so fast. You're out there, you get the ball, it's like, oh, there's eight guys, gotta go.
Yeah, I just watch everything. Make sure, make a good cut and run for a touchdown.
I hope to see some of that this year, of course. Coach, talk about these guys, both on the offensive side of the ball, both working under new first-year coordinator Coach Monroe. Kind of talk about how they've adjusted, but also the leadership that they've shown kind of as some of the seniors on this offensive side of the ball.
Well, the truth is, going for teenagers, for them to understand and be mindful of any moments, kind of hard because you're a teenager. But you do see it with senior football players because they know that their time is running thin, and it's something they enjoy doing. And so they've taken both additional ownership, if you will, really just giving better effort every day. I mean, I got to say, like, Ron gives effort all the time. He's a weight room guy. Deion has really stepped up his accountability just with his effort through practice. And offensively, an adjustment with Coach Monroe is we've really established what we do here offensively. We Tumka, you know, in terms of our personnel and what we do and our style of play. You know, we're a fast team. So the adjustment was more of Monroe and myself meeting to be able to continue what we call here offensively at We Tumka and stay consistent to our personnel and our players.
Yeah, absolutely. And guys, both on the offensive side of the ball, what's it been like with Coach Monroe running the show? Kind of what is he really preaching to you guys week in, week out in that offensive meeting room?
I mean, one thing he always preaches is there's always one day and there's always one way to get better. I mean, there's never a day that we're perfect. I mean, nobody's perfect, but that grind is never going to stop. I mean, we're always going to keep going forward and there's no days off.
Deion, what about you? What is it like playing for Coach Monroe?
It's been really good. He's a really good coach. And then we've been having a lot of coaches and been a lot of good coaches. And he's really good. He's a really good coach.
Yeah, absolutely. I know, Ryan, you talked about that bond with football. I know you guys do a lot on the field, in the weight room throughout the season, but kind of off the field, how are you guys getting involved with each other? How are you guys hanging out? What do you guys do to keep brewing that bond outside of just football activities?
Well, I mean, there's been a couple times we've, the parades and the community events. I mean, besides that, I mean, there's a group of guys. Everybody has their own individual group.
Mm-hmm.
Me personally, I'm a more individual guy. I like to fish. I like to be in nature. These guys, I mean, they're party animals. You know, they love hanging around each other. But, I mean, there's nothing I can break that. I mean, that's the bond I was talking about. You cannot break that bond between those guys.
Well, I got another question for you guys. You cannot answer Coach Woods this question because he's sitting right here. Who is your favorite coach on staff that is not Coach Woods?
I'm going Coach Dak.
Coach Dak, big weight room guy.
Yes,
yeah, Coach Woods is right about that. Deion, what about you?
Coach Fagan?
Yes, sir. both good answers, both good answers. I know he spends a lot of time with that wide receiver group. Well, guys, as you look ahead to Friday night, what are your personal goals, as an offense, as you head into this game one of the season?
Don't quit.
Good answer. You never want to do that. Deion, what about you?
Play to the last quarter and win.
Well, I sure hope we can get both of those things done. Guys, I appreciate you joining us here this afternoon. We'll take a quick break. Coach Woods will stick with us. Gregory will come back on. We'll be joined by Principal Futrell.
Oswalt's in Wetumpka and Prattville is happy to support our local schools. Come into Oswalt's for all your clothing needs. Polos from Southern Marsh, Southern Shirt, Cotton Brothers, Roost, and Fieldstone. Shorts from AFCO, Burleybow, Free Ballers, and Local Boy. Tees from Old Row, Lulu Max, Southern Fried Cotton, Simply Southern, and Coosa Cotton. Shoes from Extra Tough, Hey Dude, and Birkenstock. Auburn and Alabama gear. Plus a whole lot of hats. That's Oswalt's in downtown Wetumpka and Oswalt's Prattville across from Chick-fil-A North. Go Indians!
Ford Summer Sales Event is now at Call Your Ford with Ford's incredible 0-0-0 offer. That's 0% financing for 36 months, no payments for 90 days, and 2 years of maintenance, plus $1,000 down payment assistance on select new Fords. Shop the 2026 F-150, the family-ready Explorer, or the fuel-efficient Ford Maverick. Hurry, the Ford Summer Sales Event ends August 31st. Visit Call Your Ford in Wetumpka today. Come on, come to Call Your.
Open the door to what comes next, and Central Alabama Community College is ready to help you get there. From academic programs and transfer opportunities to technical training and career-focused education, Central Alabama Community College gives students multiple ways to build their future. Start close to home, gain valuable skills, and take the next step toward your goals. See everything Central Alabama Community College has to offer at cacc.edu. Central to you, central to your success.
When you bank locally, your money helps strengthen the communities you call home. Marion Community Bank has spent more than a century building relationships and supporting the people and businesses it serves. Now we're proud to be part of the Wetumpka community. Stop by their new location at 4876 U.S. Highway 231 or call 334-478-1138 to learn more. Marion Community Bank, committed to you. Member FDIC.
When it comes to real estate in the River Region, trust the team that puts you first. Chad Barrett, Beverly Wright, and Kathy Thornton. With experience, dedication, and a commitment to making every move smooth, they're here to guide you whether you're buying, selling, or investing. Together at RE/MAX Cornerstone and RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, they're the names families across our community count on. Call today and let Chad, Beverly, or Kathy help with your next move.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is now at Call Your Ford with Ford's incredible 0-0-0 offer. That's 0% financing for 36 months, no payments for 90 days, and 2 years of maintenance, plus $1,000 down payment assistance on select new Fords. Shop the 2026 F-150, the family-ready Explorer, or the fuel-efficient Ford Maverick. Hurry, the Ford Summer Sales Event ends August 31st. Visit Call Your Ford in Wetumpka today. Come on, come to Call Your.
Looking to tackle your next home project? Look no further than Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply. With same-day pickup, ship to store, and ship to home, all available at RussellDeWittCenter.com. Whether it's paints, tools, lumber, or lawn care, we've got what you need with the service you can trust. So be sure to shop today at RussellDeWittCenter.com. RussellDeWittCenter.com.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
It's never too late to take the next step. The Central Alabama Community College Adult Learning Program helps adults 18 and older earn their GED or even a high school diploma. You can also prepare for the workforce with short-term certificates in medical billing and coding, medical assisting, pharmacy technician, or hospitality and culinary. Flexible classes fit your schedule, and your future starts today. Visit cacc.edu/adult education or call 256-378-2017. CACC Adult Learning Program. Discover you.
You're in the right place for all things Wetumpka Indians. This is Tribal Talk, featuring the Bear Woods Show.
Welcome back to the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network here on Tribal Talk featuring the Bear Woods Show. We are now joined by Principal Futro. Principal, I appreciate you taking the time to be with us here this afternoon.
Yeah, Mitch, thanks for having me.
It's been a busy offseason, to say the least. I know there's a lot of new hires across the board, not just as far as teachers goes, but coaches as well. Both of y'all can talk about kind of what that hiring process looks like. We've got a new flag football coach, although an assistant coach last year, and then, of course, Coach Hall coming in to lead this volleyball program. Kind of talk about what that process looked like and how it all unfolded.
Yeah, I heard Coach Bear mention earlier just some added some new football guys to the staff that we're really excited about. And, yeah, we were really on the search for the next person to really take our volleyball program to the next level. It was just a big priority for us. We've had a little turnover in that program for various reasons the last few years, and we were really excited to find Coach Hall. I guess it wasn't hard to find. He was in one of our feeder middle schools at Redland Middle, but he had just done such a great job building that program. It was just an incredible pipeline that he had built and program he had built as a foundation for our volleyball program. So he was an easy hire, easy choice, and we're really excited about him leading that program for sure. And yes, we were grateful to have Coach Lacey just step up from being an assistant. Again, another easy choice just to step right into that role, somebody who'd been doing it. So we didn't have to look far.
Absolutely. It's always nice when people are right in the immediate vicinity. Coach Woods. You know my opinion on this. I'm sure you know everybody's opinion on this. The headdress helmets are back. Talk about kind of what went into that decision. And also, how difficult is it to put on those decals?
I witnessed a little bit of that.
The decision was just a timing deal. You know, coming in year one, the Power W is the traditional logo, and I love it. It's a classic logo. Great players like Jamal Golden wore that logo. But the headdress... It was this group, really. You know, this group was just that now's the time. Just it's year five, but in many ways it feels year one to me. And a lot of it's just the alignment and really the leadership of Mr. Futchel for Wetumpka High School and our feeder pattern and the community. That's why it feels like year one. So the headdress was just felt right. And I'm glad. How hard is it to put on? I can tell you this. When I went to the W, all my coaches on staff were like, oh, thank the Lord, because it takes so much time. Each feather is an individual decal that you have to put each feather. That is correct.
Yeah, that blew my mind.
And the different helmets to put on, I mean, it's a process. You got to see, you should have saw Coach Brooks putting them on. He's put them on. He's the veteran now. He's put them on back in the day and putting them on again. We had a good time, but they're back.
I mean, if you're talking about grand total time, how much time do you think across the coaching staff has been spent on putting those feathers on the helmet? Because they all look good. They look great.
I know I got my time down to about 14 to 16 minutes per helmet, because you have to take the face mask off too. You have to take the face mask off. Each button has to come off to put it on. The staff, we're not done yet, Mitch. We're not done, and we play Friday.
This would have been a great year, by the way. I just saw something on social media the day about it. School doing decals with dads and letting the dads come and put on the decals. It would have been a great year for that.
So, Mr. Future, we've actually done decals with dads here, and me being a dad, I said, I don't know if it's the best thing to get this difficult, frustrating decal with your son on the helmet. That's so true. I'm not sure how that would have went.
Yeah. I'll also say I got to give a shout out to our former assistant principal, Mr. Tank King.
That's right.
I listened to him tell Coach Bear for 3 years.
That's right.
Man, we got to go back to the headdress. Got to go back to the headdress. He finally wore him down, I think. I'm going to say that's another part of it.
Yeah. Principal King, absolutely. They're back, Principal King. Let's go.
Oh, I know he's fired up about that. I'm fired up about that. You know, I might be looking through a little bit of rose-colored lenses here, but I'd argue that they're the best helmets in the state. I mean, look so great with the uniform, especially those black uniforms. I mean, it is, and new uniforms, too. I mean, you're stepping it up, Coach.
Well, I mean, the kids deserve it. The program deserves it. And speaking of which, we have our Wetumpka Quarterback Club here. Now, what's so amazing about...
Absolutely.
What's so amazing about this group is all their kids has another youngin' in the program, but all their seniors graduated last year. And this group, this is what makes the tribe strong. When you got people who are committed to these kids, these aren't even their kids, and they're giving their time still. Those jerseys, those helmets, those decals, the trailer, everything that we've been able to accomplish here does not happen without those four right there at that table. So thank you to them.
We always appreciate the hard work of the quarterback club and making sure everything is possible with Wetumpka Athletics, and I think that's a testament to the leadership you've built, that leadership continues through the quarterbacks club. Now, Mr. Futchel, I got a question for you. We're entering year five here with Coach Woods. What's it been like working with him throughout the past couple of years? And Coach, How would you say you have changed since year one to now year five? You've gone through a whole class of seniors. All of these kids that are seniors now, they're playing eighth grade ball when you got here. What's it been like to not only watch these kids develop, but watch yourself develop as well?
Me first?
Go ahead, you first.
All right. Well, I can tell you that coming from professional football, and I call it the jungle because it's competition, meaning that even though I might be the player of the year, there's a general manager finding someone better than me still. So then coming to high school, I learned two things. One, it's different, even for coaching staffs. Like, it's different. It made me thankful for my wife, Jennifer Woods, with four kids right now. Like, I never missed a day of work in 12 years being a professional football player. That's a fact. And so I'm thankful for my wife. But I had to kind of understand that high school-wise, that participation matters. Structure matters. Like, these kids being involved in something that can give them a passion to create value, which is their education. That's what football does. That's why I love being the AD. That's what athletics does for kids. It gives their passion, ties along with their value, which is their education. And then what I've learned, especially working with Mr. Futchel, is, you know, long ball. You play the long game. You know, you got to pick your battles. You got to, and the battles being challenges more than battles, like your challenges. And just saying, no, we're going to leadership. Yeah, we're going to be excellent in things. We're going to be kind, and we're going to serve people, knowing that where we're going to go. And I've learned that. So I like to think that I've been able to modify my instantaneous linebacker mentality of, I got to get this done right now. See ball, get ball. To, I see the ball. What's the best way to approach this ball?
Yeah, maybe a little bit more of like a safety mindset. You know, sitting back, letting it come to you a little bit.
Sean Taylor is my favorite safety, so that's not a good look.
Yeah, man, I could talk about Coach Bear Woods all day. Anytime somebody asks me about Coach Woods, my immediate response is, I literally could not imagine a better guy to lead our football program and our athletic programs overall at Wetumpka High School. It's really hard to put into words how valuable he is to our school. You just heard it there. I mean, it's rare to find a guy with his kind of football skill, right? Plus the kind of just godly character he has and what he invests into just leading and growing young men. And then on top of all that, he gets, as you just heard, he gets what we're just trying to do in the grand scheme of things, right? From just the biggest perspective of our whole school community, right? He just gets that. And it's just really rare, honestly, to find a guy that gets all that and has the skills he does. So just really grateful for his leadership in that program.
Oh, I think Gregory's got a question for y'all. Gregory, fire away.
Mr. Futural, you know, one of the other things on Football Friday night is not just the play on the field, it's also the band in the stands. You have a new band director this year. They sounded great at the Black and Gold game.
Right.
Talk about how Jackson has improved, transitioned into the new role as a band director here.
Yeah, man. Man, he came in with some big shoes to fill. You know, Mr. Warnick's had been there a long time, really just to become just a staple in the community, right, in that program. And so, man, he has done an incredible job. Mr. Van Meter's come in, and he just brings a lot of energy. He's, you know, has this cool blend of fun, energy, with really professional, though, you know, and crossing T's and dotting I's, and expects everything to be on point. You can tell that. He was, you know, he talked about how great they sounded last Friday, and he just walks off and is like, we got to get better. You know, we're going to get better. You know, he's just focused on the things that they need to improve.
I'll tell you where he learned that from. He learned from Ken Bonifer, who was the Jacksonville State band director. He played for the Marching Southerners from 2018 to 2022, I think.
Right.
So he's always sounded great, and Bonifer was always like that. I was in the student section at Jacksonville State all the time. I can hear him yelling at his at the Marching Southerners because they were either doing a great job or not doing so great,
right,
job. So I think he's a great addition to the tribe, and I cannot wait to hear the band on Friday nights, because that is a big part. People always like to show up to the side, but no, they're a big part. They create the atmosphere. They
Absolutely.
Help create the atmosphere always on Friday nights.
Absolutely, yeah. We're really excited about him stepping in and leading that program. Just expecting really, really good things from them.
And Coach Woods, talk about the hashtag of the team, Win the Moment. What does that really mean? You know, that's kind of like the tagline for the program. Talk more about Win the Moment. What does that mean?
Want it in 10 seconds, 20, or 30?
I can have all night.
I'm about to go with 30. So every moment, right, is the gift. Your heart's beating right now, right? You're having a good time right now up here asking questions. You love sports. You like asking questions on radio. That heartbeat's a gift from what I believe in my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's a gift. You didn't earn it. You didn't earn that heart right now. That's beating. So with that being said, trying to be mindful of every moment. We all have things that go on in our life and circumstances that can bring us down, but we're just having the pursuit of being our best in the moment. So when the moment's a pursuit, it's not, it ain't something that you do every day. As a husband, as a father, you know, I fail a lot of times throughout the day. As a football coach, for sure. But it's the pursuit of it, knowing that every moment is a gift, and I'm going to be at my best, and I hope that these young men remember that when life gets tough. It's like at the end of the day, if my heart's beating, I'm already undeserving of being here, and I'm going to be at my best.
I love that, because, you know, you got to win every moment, because it, time will hit you hard in the face, but it's how you overcome those challenges. And that's what I think football emphasizes that so much, because you always hit, there's always a low point in football, and the low point will hit you hard, but it's how you overcome those challenges and adversity.
If I may, Mitch, guys, can you hear me on the microphone?
Yes, sir.
What's the only guarantee in life?
Adversity!
And we're going to respond positively.
And I'll just say, we've really taken that on, even in our school, right? Like, we talk about winning the moment, every moment in the classroom, right? Wherever we are, just making that a habit and a lifestyle. I always say, I think winning moments turns into winning minutes, which turns into winning hours and weeks and months and years, and turns into winning for a lifetime.
Yeah, Coach, I always love the adversity you preach and everything that you're all about. So what reminds me of one of my favorite sayings from the great Mike Tyson: everybody's got a plan until you get punched in the mouth.
That's right.
It's a good one. Well, I appreciate you guys both joining us here this evening. Excited for Friday night. Excited for this season as a whole. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll close things out here on Tribal Talk featuring the Bear Woods Show at Coach's Corner.
WRFS is WRFS-FM, Rockford, Alexander City, Lake Martin, Wetumpka, Prattville, Montgomery, home of the Wetumpka Indians on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
Great hairstyle starts with listening. At the Gab Salon, the experienced team takes time to create a look that's right for you. From everyday cuts and color to balayage, formal styling, and waxing services, they offer beauty services for the whole family. Visit the Gab Salon at 102A South Main Street in Wetumpka, or call 334-567-5344. Proud to support our Wetumpka Indians.
First Community Bank. Banking is about more than accounts and transactions. It's about relationships with the people, families, and businesses that make our communities strong. From personal and business banking to lending and mortgage services, their team is ready to help with the financial needs that come with every stage of life. Learn more at fcbca.com. First Community Bank of Central Alabama. Member FDIC. First Community Bank. Let's do life together.
Looking to tackle your next home project? Look no further than Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply. With same-day pickup, ship to store, and ship to home, all available at RussellDeWittCenter.com. Whether it's paints, tools, lumber, or lawn care, we've got what you need with the service you can trust. So be sure to shop today at RussellDeWittCenter.com. RussellDeWittCenter.com.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Ready to take the next step? Start at Central Alabama Community College. Central Alabama Community College offers opportunities for students of all ages, whether you're beginning college, preparing for a new career, developing new skills, or working toward a four-year degree. With affordable options and programs built to help you move forward, your next opportunity may be closer than you think. Find the program that's right for you at cacc.edu. Central Alabama Community College. Central to you, central to your success.
Ford Summer Sales Event is now at Collier Ford with Ford's incredible 0-0-0 offer. That's 0% financing for 36 months, no payments for 90 days, and 2 years of maintenance, plus $1,000 down payment assistance on select new Fords. Shop the 2026 F-150, the family-ready Explorer, or the fuel-efficient Ford Maverick. Hurry, the Ford Summer Sales Event ends August 31st. Visit Collier Ford in Wetumpka today. Come on, come to Collier.
Place for all things Wetumpka Indians. This is Tribal Talk featuring the Bear Woods Show.
Welcome back. It's just the two of us now, Mitch Petrie and Gregory Kirby. Man, I had a great time here tonight. If I wasn't already fired up for Friday Night Lights, I don't know what else I could do after tonight. Just a couple of days away from Wetumpka heading on the road to take on the Andalusia Bulldogs. Great stadium down there. A little bit of a road trip like Coach Woods mentioned. Gregory, how excited are you for Friday Night Lights?
I'm excited for Friday Night Lights, man. Growing up, I've always loved playing football, and when I was in high school playing, you look forward to Friday nights in the fall. When summer was over, you look forward to playing football because you get to hang out with your boys. You get to hang out with the fans. It is a nice time, and you get to enjoy these moments. Guys, I want to emphasize, take every moment in because you never know when it's your last. Because trust me, it will come faster than you see it. And I cannot wait to see how high school football here for Wetumpka this season. I'm really excited for this season. They have a lot of expectations. I think they can meet those expectations this season.
Absolutely. And you look across the Indians Athletic as a whole, Friday night is the first game for any program, with football obviously heading on the road to Andalusia. But volleyball right behind them. Saturday, they will open up their season at the PCA tournament out in Prattville at Prattville Christian Academy. And then they will be at home August 25th versus Trinity Presbyterian. That is a Tuesday night. So if you are not here at Tribal Talk, I expect you to be at that volleyball match showing out for our Indians. What else we got going on this week?
Hey, we got flag football starting next week, August 25th at Holtville. So the girls flag football team, interested to see how they are this year with a new flag football head coach. So I'm really excited for that too.
Absolutely. As a last call, everybody, we appreciate you listening with us here tonight. We appreciate you showing up in person, and of course appreciate the great people here at Coach's Corner, Paul Norton, helping us make this happen. Excited to be here all season long. Friday night, August 21st, pregame coverage starts at 6:30, kickoff at 7 o'clock. Excited to be out on the road in Andalusia, and hopefully we will see you there. Have a good night, everybody.
This has been a presentation of Radio Alabama Sports. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited. Thanks for listening.